Blog Talk Radio.
You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Thank you, Lord. Believe in His word. Believe in what? I can't hear you. Believe in His word. Yes. You begin to believe the word of God when it dominates your heart. No amount of word of God in your mouth that can influence your conduct and your character. No amount of word of God can what? Influence your what? No matter how brilliant you are, you commit it in your memory, without your heart, it is when it dominates your heart, you begin to believe. You begin to believe when the word dominates your heart. It is when the word of God dominates your heart, you can go forth and go on in the discharge of our Christian duty. Yes. When the word of God dominates your heart, you can go forth and go on in the discharge of your Christian duty. The word we preach, the word we share in counsel, in prayer, in teaching, must be according to God's Spirit. That is, the more you think more about what you read, the more your heart acts upon the word. Are you there? That is, the more you think more, not just thinking, because faith prevails over thinking processing, but thinking more, the more you think more about what you read in the Bible, how do we think more? When your passion and all of you are carried along while reading, you know, you may be reading and at the same time your mind will be somewhere. While you are reading, you keep thinking of your situation, that you are sick or business failure, or your handset is beside you somewhere. You are expecting a call from your debtor and you are reading your Bible. One mind will be telling you, when will this man call me? When will I receive this call? For you to think more, your passion and all of you must be carried along while you read the Bible. Are you with me? All of you must be carried along, that is, you must off yourself. You know what it means when you want to read your Bible, you off yourself, your handset. Mean you are done with the thing on the outside. You want to receive the food for the Spirit. You know what it means when you are eating food you enjoy. When you are lucky to meet a food you enjoy, you are eating it. You know, at the same time while you are eating it, when you are calling somewhere, you may not answer. Your passion and all of you will be there. In the same day, for you to think more while reading, your passion and all of you must be carried along. Let's go to the book of John 6. Let's take a look from verse 63. I will first of all read from verse 1. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went because they saw his miracle signs as he healed. Take note of that. They saw his what? Miracle signs as he healed the sick. Let's go to verse 63. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Take note of that. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Human effort accomplishes nothing. Human effort accomplishes nothing. And the very word I have spoke to you are spirit and life. Hallelujah. You know, we are talking of the more you think more, the more your spirit acts upon the word. If your spirit has not acted upon the word will remain on your lips. And I told you, there's no amount of word in your mouth that can change you. It is when the word dominates our heart that influences our conduct and our character. That is why today you can see many of us preaching the word powerfully, but we cannot do anything with the word. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus, we preach powerfully. We preach. But we can't lose. We can't burn. The truth. Preach. This means every word of God is spirit and life. Everywhere of God is spirit and war and life. And when we receive and obey the word of God, the power of God works in us. When we receive and obey the word of God, the power of God works in us. This means the word of God becomes the power of God. This means the word of God becomes what? Becomes the power of God. How does the power of God work in us? The power of God begins to work in us when we think more about what we read in the Bible. And the more we think more about what we read, the more our spirit acts upon the word. And when our spirit acts upon the word becomes part of us. And when something becomes part of you, you can say, loose, bang. It becomes an instrument. When something becomes part of you, like this is part of you. This one is part of me. This one is part of me. Okay, this one is part of me. I can. But if it's not part of me, I can't. It's not an instrument. So take note of that. We are talking about every word of God is spirit and life. When we receive and obey the word of God, that is spirit and life, what happens? The power of God works in us. This means the word of God becomes the power of God. And how do we have this power of God? We have the power of God when we think more about what we read in the Bible, not thinking, because faith prevails over thinking processing. When we think more, to think more is to meditate. When you are thinking, you cannot think above your situation. All you will think about, my health, my business, my home, my husband, my wife, the setback, the challenges, the this, the that, compare yourself to others, measure yourself. These are the things you think about. Think about your age, look at my age, my colleague, they have made it, and not see me, I'm still there. Your limited education. These are the things you think about. You can't think about that. It is not possible. But when you think more, you begin to think, when this life is over, what happens? That think more started from, when this life is over, what else? That is, when today is your last day on earth, what next? That is think more. Are you there? People keep asking me, how do we have faith? In our message every day, you must know God. Before you can have faith, you can have foundation for faith. You must know God, because faith is not originating us. Faith originates with God. Faith is not originate in us. It's not originate in saints. If saint means apostle of the old, if faith originates in us, it will become fragile, weak, because we have the end, we have beginning. But we and apostle, we have the end and we have the beginning. So the day you are born and the day you will die. So faith will die if faith originates in us. You will totally die. Faith is not originating in us. You cannot find faith in yourself. Faith originates with God. God has no beginning. He has no end. Okay, if faith originates with God, how do we get faith? You must know God. If you know God, you will simultaneously have faith. And how do we know God? We know God by the way He was, the way He speaks. You say, where is God? Where is God? I can't see God. I can't see God. By the way He speaks. And the way He speaks represents His heart desire. If you see any ministers of God that say, be delivered, or be healed, it's not God. It's human being like you. But the way He spoke, if there is before and after He speaks it, it happened. God is that word. When God said, let there be light, assume there was no light, it's not God. But He said, let there be light, and there was light. That makes God. We know God by the way He speaks. The way He speaks represents His what? His heart desire. So now, how do I have faith? I have faith when I know God. And that faith continues to grow simultaneously. As I continue to look unto God, look at God, meditate on God. Are you with me? You want me to take you back again? How do we have faith? You have faith when you know God. And faith continue to grow as we continue to look unto God, look at God, meditate on if you know God, you will simultaneously have faith. It grow. Look at the case of farmer. Like we have read the book of John 6:63. When the farmer gets his seed into the ground, he does not dig it up every day to see how it is doing. We are all farmer. That is where we all came from. Are you with me? When the farmer gets his seed into the ground, into the soil, he does not dig it up every day to see how it is doing. He believes it is okay. It is settled. A farmer could have faith in nature, just nature. We Christians must have faith in the imperishable seed. So they have faith in nature, just nature. But we must have faith in the God of nature. That is imperishable seed, the word of God. They have faith without any definite promise. There's no assurance. They carry their seed and make some heap. Some make heaps and dig the ground and put their seed inside. And they have faith without any definite promise. They believe. Tomorrow it will germinate. Next week it will germinate. No, that's not. It could vary, depend on the soil. And the rain may not fall, and the weather may not okay with the sea. So they have many challenges that could actually frustrate their crops. But yet, they have faith. You will never see a farmer coming every day to dig up and see whether the seed is growing. You will never want to see them, let's check my seed whether it's growing. You will never. Why not we Christians have faith in the God of what? Nature. Ask the neighbor, why not have faith in the God of nature? Your father have faith in what? In nature. Not even your father, you. That is what brought you up. When you were very small, nearly 90% of us came from village. I said 90% of us here were brought up by a farmer. And you were educated, you were sent to school, the scholarship given to you by these farmers. your upbringing from cattle era, famine, but you are suddenly forgetting your roots. You are brought up in that way. Until now, many of us are still in that business. So each time you remember, you have faith in nature. But now, to have faith in the God of nature, problem. Every day you want to dig up to see whether God is at work. If I'm talking to you, every day you want to look at your bank account whether the money is increasing. Every day when I say be healed after healing, you look back and say, I'm here. Tomorrow you are going to the doctor to check up, to check your blood, to check your kidney. You want to dig up whether God is actually working. With your medical report, you come, heal me, be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. I say, you are healed. You are healed. I say, you are healed. Walk. That is not walk. You are jumping. Even you that fit, you can't jump. Suddenly, you are here, walk, you started jumping. It's the element of doubting that if I'm here, I should be able to jump, not even walk. Every day, you dig up to see whether God is at work. But your father, when they get their seed into the ground, they will never dig up to see how the seed is doing. They believe it is well, it is settled, it is doing well. Rise up. Hallelujah. Yeah. Ask God now to give you grace not to be ignorant of your faith under any pressure. Could be under pressure of sickness, temptation, setback, poverty, hardship. Ask God, give me the grace not to be ignorant of my faith under pressures of temptation, sickness, disease, prayer. Not to be ignorant.
Téléspectateurs, demandez à Dieu de ne pas être ignorant de votre foi sous quelle que soit la pression que vous subissez. Televidente, pongamos en oración, pidiendo a nuestro Señor Jesucristo que le dé la gracia para no ser ignorante ante cualquier situación en su vida.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Look at what I'm saying now. Ignorance of your faith under the pressure of sickness. You are here, you say, Jesus, heal me. The man of God said, you are here in Jesus' name. You are here. Okay, look at what happened to the man at the beautiful gate. Peter and John, when they saw this man at the beautiful gate begging, it was stretching hand to collect the money. And Peter said, silver, gold, I have not. What I have, I give you in the name of Jesus. Rise and walk. The crippled man was looking at them. I say, rise and walk. He refused to rise and walk because it was ignorance of his faith. Peter tapped him and pushed him, rise and walk. Everything is not money. In the same day today, be healed in Jesus' name. And what you could not do before, you start find yourself jumping. At the same time, you begin to dance again to show you do your life, I want to, are you sure I'm here? Upon that, immediately you get home, you are going to your doctor again. Check me here, check my blood, check it. Am I still having that traces of blood? Are you sure? Check it again. After that doctor, you still go to another doctor. You are digging up every day to see whether God is really working the miracle. If that is how farmer, after putting their seed in the soil, imagine they begin to dig it up to see how the seed is doing. What will happen to the seed? What will happen to the seed? But after putting the seed on the ground, you will never see them going there to dig it up to see how the seed is doing. They believe it is all right, it is settled. Right now, open your lips, ask God, give me the grace not to be ignorant of my faith under pressure and tension of sickness, disease, poverty, hardship. Because it is this pressure of sickness, disease that causes this. Prayer.
Chers téléspectateurs, priez et demandez au Seigneur de ne pas être ignorant concernant votre foi, quel que soit vous êtes sous la tension. Priez.
Vamos en oración, pidamos a nuestro Señor Jesucristo de no ser ignorante.
Not to be ignorant. Ignorant of your faith under pressure of sickness, disease, poverty.
Pidamos a nuestro Señor Jesucristo que nos dé la gracia para no ser ignorantes de nuestra fe ante las circunstancias de enfermedad en nuestra vida. Oremos.
Open your lips.
Priez et demandez au Seigneur de ne pas être ignorant concernant votre foi lorsque vous êtes sous la pression des maladies. Priez.
Pidamos a nuestro Señor Jesucristo que nos dé la gracia.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
We believe you have been inspired by the clip you have just watched. Click here to subscribe to witness more of God's power at work in our generation today. And stay up to date with the latest prophecies, deliverances, sermons, and testimonies from the Synagogue Church of All Nations. Emmanuel TV, changing lives, changing nations, and changing the world.
In the name of Jesus, if you have not yet healed, I'm here to heal. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They were all over the world. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, thank you. How many times? Thank you. Let me say happy weekend. Because I know if not you are here, imagine where you will have been. People are waiting for you, but you are in the presence of God. Say, I'm in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We were all over the world. Thank you once again. God's time is the best. I say God's time is the best. I know you have been looking at the time for me. When this man will come out. God's time is the best. We cannot time God. At God's time, everything. Look what? Beautiful, wow. So last meeting, we have tomorrow there, tomorrow is Sunday. We have a time, I know the wise men might have given you a wonderful message, but all about Jesus. So tomorrow we have enough time to talk about, continue our message. But we have to just remind you once again, God's Spirit. Tell your neighbor, I can't hear you. Again, God's Spirit, because I will not be able to have the full time to talk about that. But let me just say, in order to carry you into where we are going, because we go up, 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 up. So, hallelujah. Amen. So let's take a look at the book of Luke 24. Luke 24, God's Spirit. Let someone say God's Spirit. That's God's Spirit. I think that is the major issue, bone of contention. God's Spirit. We were at home. 24 verse 49. Let's just go straight to the 49. Tomorrow we take time to read from beginning, but today let's straight to the proof text. You may read along with me. Let's read together because it's just a test. Hallelujah. Behold, read along with me. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. You can read on your own. Now let's read together. Once again, 1, 2, 3, 4. Behold, I send the promise of Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. Wow. You listen to that. You listen to that. This is just... Listen to that. Until you are endowed. Until you are endowed. But you, we are not waiting again. We are not waiting. God's Spirit. The challenges before us cannot be withstood without the Spirit of God. Are you with me? There's a lot of challenges everywhere. You know, I told you. I said it just last Sunday. You know, when I came out last Sunday, I was talking in parable. You know, I talk about two things. Love is greatest. Now, back to, if you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. So when you look at my message last Sunday, you know I was giving you prophecy. I was talking in parable. And I said to you, the challenges before us cannot be withstood without God's Spirit. I am a Christian without God's Spirit. Which kind of Christian is that? When the Bible is telling us now in that verse 49, read along with me. Look at it, what the Bible is saying there. It's clear. Too clear. It said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry. Tarry means stay. Stay. Tarry means stay in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed. It means we are to be Christian with power. Until you are endowed. This means you have to be Christian with power. You have to be Christian with power. If you are not a Christian with power, you are a religious man. There are differences between religious people and Christianity. It's better you know where you belong between this. He said, I read again, he said, behold, I send the promise of Father upon you, but tarry, wait in the city of Jerusalem till you are endowed with power. So no one can be a Christian without power. You have to be a Christian with power. You have to be evangelist with power. You have to be a pastor with power, with a prophet, with power, with born again with power. If you are truly be born again, It was the Holy Spirit that converted you, convinced you of sin. It was the Holy Spirit that convicted you of sin and drew you into relationship with Jesus. This is the Holy Spirit. What the Bible says is simple. Serving Jesus, serving God, without depending upon God's Spirit, it's like serving a girl you do not know. So you are calling God you do not know. Anything can come. You ask for healing, affliction will come. You ask for blessing, hardship will come. You ask for this, another thing will come. You ask for this, you may not hear because you are calling someone you don't know. Serving God without depending upon God's Spirit is like serving a God you do not know. When you know your God, you know what he or she can do. If you worship God without God's Spirit, you always hear yourself when you chant, praying, singing, like we are the one you are doing, Adios, you. Without God's Spirit, it will only refresh your mind, but cannot renew your strength. You know that word refreshes our mind. God's Spirit renews our strength. You know that due to the truth is plenty. Say, I love you. Anybody can sing, and anybody can worship, praise, fast, just name, to refresh your mind, which musicians used to do. When you go to club, you go to concert, the musician, when they sing, you start crying because emotionally you'll be carried away. You started crying. You say, what happened? A song is singing, it touched me. It can only touch you, it can only refresh your mind. But to renew your strength, God's Spirit. Can you say we are in trouble? I say we are in trouble. Because how many people are Christian now? That is the question. How many are Christians? How many of us are Christian now? This is why I say we are in trouble. And we are in a perilous time. A dangerous time. A time anything can happen. We are in trouble. Because the question, how many of us are Christian? We are in trouble. We are to be Christian with power. We are to be Christian with power. There, don't mind this light, it will come, don't worry. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. After, in that text, when you read from beginning, after Jesus Christ arose from the grave,
And before he ascended to heaven, he told his disciples, I will send the Holy Spirit. As my Father promised. But stay, that is the word tarry, stay in the city. Stay in the city, Nigeria. Stay in the city, Ghana. Stay in the city, Kenya. Stay in the city, America. Stay in the city, anywhere you are. It's not when you go to Jerusalem. The word Jerusalem is not the word of God that Bible refers to. Stay in the city until the Holy Spirit until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. Holy Spirit to give power, not Holy Spirit power, is to give power. Because the misuse of language today in the churches, to give power, not the power, is bigger than power. You give power. He said, stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes to fill you with power. From where? From heaven. The Bible refers to as up from above. Tell the brother that he's typing something there. My way, you know, the wall are washing, be careful of what you type on the screen. I repeat again. Be careful of what you type on the screen. Listen to me once again. Stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from above. I repeat again. I guess, thank you. Come and fill you with power from above. Jesus knew that his followers could not fulfill the commission. He had given them what is commission? To take the gospel to all nations until what? They were immersed, clothed with power that the Holy Spirit will bring. Take note, it's not Holy Spirit the power, it gives power. I take it again. Jesus knew his follower could not fulfill the commission he had given them. What is the commission? To take the gospel to all nations until they were what? Immersed, clothed with power that the Holy Spirit will bring. The other meaning, power, ability, strength, refer to a person who has administrative power. Refer to a person who has what? Administrative power. Power means ability, strength. Refer to a person who has administrative power. God's purpose of sending the Holy Spirit was to empower Jesus' followers. Are you there? God's purpose of sending the Holy Spirit was to what? Empower Jesus' followers. You are one. But if you are not empowered, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. If you are not tarried until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. Tell your neighbor, if you are not tarry until the Holy Spirit comes and fill you with power, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. Tell your neighbor once again, if you are not tarry until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, you are carrying a dangerous mission. Once again, if you are not still until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, you are carrying out a dangerous mission. Are you going out to preach? Are you going out to teach? Are you going out to do? Are you going out to tell people I'm a Christian, I'm born again? A dangerous mission. Because God's idea and God's opinion about your art of worship will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes destructive. If you are not tarry, if you are not wait until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power, God's opinion, I mean, God's idea about your art of worship in your home, you fast, you sing, whatever you are doing, will be meaningless, idle, and oftentimes destructive, because if God cannot hear you, Satan will hear you. I take it back again. The challenges before us, we are in a perilous time. Perilous time is time anything can happen. Where God guides, He provides. When you are guided by the Spirit of God, even though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you fear no one because God is protected. Challenges before us, cannot be withstood without God's Spirit. I'm a Christian by God's Spirit. We are to be Christian with power. We are to be sons of God with power. We are to be evangelists with power. Your act of worship, if you are not a Christian with power, your act of worship, praying, fasting, praises, worship, just name them, will be idle, meaningless, and oftentimes, why oftentimes, destructive? Because sometimes, look at several sources of Sceva. They have been calling the name Jesus everywhere they go preaching, saying the name of Jesus, behave, behave, behave. But the Bible says one day. One day means they have been doing it. It is one day. One day. So you have been calling the name Jesus, one day. Because Satan will hear you. When you call the name Jesus, it's like you are abusing Satan. You say in the name of Jesus, like you are saying Satan, you are foolish. Because that is Satan for you. If you are saying in the name of Jesus, it's like you are saying Satan, be key, idiot, stupid, bastard. That is what you are saying to Satan. May I call the name Jesus? If you are not called that name by the Spirit of God, one day Satan will cut off with you. Now, the Spirit of God. I want to leave you here. Talk of Spirit of God. Because it's very rare to see we pastor talk about what I'm talking about. You listen, all the preaching and teaching. Take your time, the Christian channel all over. Hardly you see us talking about this area. We don't talk about it. Because everyone is being indicted when it comes to this area. When you act on the word of God, you are acting in unison with God. I mean, when you make God's word become part of you, I mean, living in you, becoming a part of you, that is your muscle, like your muscle, a part of you, your blood, part of you, muscle, a part of you. You and God are lifting the load. Your responsibility, your care, your burden, you and God are lifting them. You and God are walking, and you and God are facing persecution and trial together. His strength and ability become yours. His strength. There is a difference between religious worshipper and Christianity. Take note of that. We have seen what is going on all over the world. All over the world. The whole thing just started. No, I appreciate time without number. The hurt just started. This is perilous time. I want to leave you. We continue where I stop here. You continue. Tell your neighbor, we are to be sons of God with power. We are to be Christian with power. We are to be born again with power. I can hear you. We are to be born again with power. Yes. If you have truly been born again, take note of that. If you have truly been born again, it was the Holy Spirit who convicted you of sin and drew you into a relationship with Jesus. Tell your neighbor, if you have truly been born again, tell your neighbor, if you have truly been born again, it was the Holy Spirit who convicted you of sin and drew you into a relationship with Jesus Christ. I want to leave you here. Thank you. Let this come into your heart from time to time. Once again, I take it, the word of Jesus, stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. I take it again, stay in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power. Show that Jesus knew his follower could not fulfill the commission he had given them. What is the commission? To take the gospel all nations. On today, were immersed in the power that Holy Spirit will bring. May Holy Spirit bring power, not Holy Spirit power. Until they were immersed, that is, until they were baptized in the power that Holy Spirit will bring. And other meaning for power, strength, ability. That when you say this, you refer to a person who has a certain power. And you can see the mission why you, if you are a Christian, God's purpose of sending the Holy Spirit was to empower Jesus' followers. If you have truly been born again, not born guru. If you have truly been born again, it was the Holy Spirit who convicted you of sin and drew you into a relationship. Rise up. Thank you. Right now, open your lips with the message you have received. Say to Lord, sin power be broken. Open your lips, sin power be broken in the name of Jesus. Prayer.
Maintenant, priez, demandez que la puissance du péché soit brisée. Priez.
Levanta la boca y ora que el poder de pecado sea quebrantado en tu vida en el nombre de Jesús. Ora.
Sin power in your life be breaking. That is the power of sin. That you want to do this, what you want to do is not what you are doing. What you wish to do, you find yourself doing other things. That is sin power. What you intend to do is not what you are doing. I will not smoke again. I promise and I confess my sin. But before you know it, you find yourself smoking. That is sin power. Sin power in your life be broken. In the name of Jesus. Sin power be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Tell your neighbor, when Jesus died,
Jesus is mort.
I die. When I die, Jesus died.
Jesus is mort.
When Jesus died,
cuando Jesús murió,
I die.
Yo morí.
Sin power,
el poder de pecado
in my life,
en mi vida,
be broken. Be broken. Be broken.
Dans ma vie,
be broken. 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 Open your lips. Open your lips.
Abre la boca con fe en su corazón y di, el poder de pecado en mi vida sea quebrantado en el nombre poderoso de Jesús. Ore.
Continuez de prier que la puissance du péché dans votre vie soit brisée, car quand Jésus est mort, vous êtes mort avec lui, que la puissance du péché soit brisée dans votre vie. Priez.
He raised me up.
You raised me up so I can stand on mountains. You raised me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me up.
You raise me up
so I can stand,
so I can stand on mountains.
You
When I am down and oh my soul so weary, when troubles come.